For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
So yesterday in the studio, we got a phone call from a bloke named Big Kev from Norlane.
Yeah, mate, we love Big Kev. We sometimes as well, throughout the songs or the news or whatever, people, if you ever want to call up 5223295, most likely Davo will answer and have a chat with you.
I'd love to.
If we have the time, obviously there's always lots going on. We appreciate whether it's traffic or you just want to have a yarn. And yesterday, Big Kev from Norlane just wanted a yarn.
Yeah, he certainly did. And we got onto the chat of talking about pants, if I'm honest. And he was telling me about how he is an avid jean wearer. He loves his pair of jeans. He's got his trusty old pair that he wears all the time. But he did confess something to us, and he told us that he only washes his jeans every 6 weeks.
Right. And you were quite surprised by that.
That's a really long time to be not washing your pants where your butt's in, your other bits are in.
I'm sure that's how you feel about that.
No.
I'm sure that some people could feel that that's a long amount of time, Dave.
It's a really long amount of time. That is more than a month, more than a calendar month that you are wearing the same item of clothing. And now Kevin was telling me he wears them almost every single day and yet to wash them in 6 weeks. Now you're sitting there quite coy, Tim. How often are you washing your jeans?
Well, I have a great reference point because so January 2025 I had a blowout. I had
2025.
No, wait, just a second. 2025 I had a blowout, so I had to buy new jeans. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago of the pair I bought almost a year ago, I had a blowout. So I had them for 12 months. Mm-hmm. I can remember only washing them once.
Yuck.
In 12 months. And I would wear them, through, especially through winter. I would wear them every day. In my brain, now I know, it's what you're not saying which scares me right now. We're okay. We're okay.
Out.
Hey, we're okay.
No, we're not.
You never smelt it. I firmly believe, and I will go on record with this, jeans are a self-cleaning item.
They're not. They are not. Your ass is in them.
Yeah, I'm wearing undies.
Yeah, I know.
They're protecting. They cop the most.
The thin bonds, no doubt, getting bloody saggy at the bum. You've been in a relationship for a long time. I know you're not getting fresh jocks.
Had to get rid of them.
That's not on.
That's a once every 6 months. And it was because something spilled on them. If nothing spilled on them, I wouldn't wash them.
Why? Why not? They also lose their self-cleaning, Davo. They also lose their sort of like look as well.
Yeah,
they lose their shape. They need to be washed to tighten up again. I mean, I just think that that's really disgraceful on your behalf.
Oh, you could have said disgusting and I would have been fine with it. You turned the disc into disgraceful,
and
Davo.
Not to get personal here.
Let's go. Let's take it there.
You do, as we've spoken about, you've got thick thighs, brother.
That's why I keep having blowouts. It's the thigh spot right down there.
And that can cause chafing. It can cause sweating down there.
No.
I mean, I think you are doing yourself a disservice, you and your wife and your family, and now this radio station, by coming on air and telling us that you don't wash your jeans, you dirty dog.
But how do you feel about it?
I think we need to go to our gorgeous, gorgeous listeners on this and find out what's going on. How often should you be washing your jeans?
You don't need to wash them.
And even if you just want to give us a call and tell Tim he's filthy, I'm happy to have that.
Currently, I don't have any jeans, so I have no jeans to wash because they're all blowouts, so I don't have an option. And I'm not just going to – imagine if I wash them, the blowout would happen faster because the fabric's getting wet, dry, wet, dry, wet, dry.
What, with your chafing on your legs?
Yeah. They don't need a wash, I tell you. Give us a call, 5223295. How often should you wash your jeans? It's like washing a tree. Why are you washing a tree?
No, tree trunks, mate. Make sure you wash them then. I mean, look, Kevin from Norlane did call up, and he said that every 6 weeks he's washing his jeans, which I thought was outrageous until you've come to the party.
Sarah in Grovedale, my girl. Obviously, this is totally fine. You've called up finally to support me. Where are we at with it?
I actually have called up to support you, Timbo.
That was excellent. Sarah, speak to us.
I just feel like jeans just don't get that dirty.
Like a year dirty, though? A full calendar year?
6 months.
But, I mean, you're not wearing them every day, Davo.
I was.
He was.
Unless it's summer. No. Sarah, stay with me on this. So it was like, say I bought them in January, washed them in July. wore them for another 6 months. No, we were on such good sides.
I don't wash my jeans very often, but I only wear them when it's like cold. I don't know. I feel like maybe I was your team and now I'm dropping off.
No, Sarah!
You did too much over explaining about this grotty situation you're in.
Grotty.
See, I think I know that like we're obviously wearing jocks with jeans. Like if you're raw dogging your jeans without jocks is crazy. No, I just mean to anyone out there, that's not okay. But I just think like there's your private parts are down there, and it's not a place. It's something that you need.
Why does it feel like I'm talking to my mum about my private parts right now?
I feel uncomfortable.
Boys have a penis, girls have vaginas. It's not that hard. It's not that hard, Sarah.
But I don't think you should be wearing it in your jeans, not washing everything. You know what I mean? Sort it out.
All right. Well, Sarah, great to have you on my team. I'm not going to let you speak anymore in case you continue to change your mind.
Tim and Davo.
Tomorrow's a big day, Davo.
It is World Pokemon Day. I know you are very excited, my friend Tim.
Oh, I used to watch the show. Like, we talked about it. It was on Cheese TV. The anime was excellent. Got me into the Game Boy games as well. Also, the Pokemon cards. And the Pokemon cards is just one of the most popular things still going around. We were chatting to someone here at work, probably in their 40s or 50s, and they could not believe some of the stories at how valuable these original 151 Pokemon cards are.
Well, it is 30 years since Pokemon started, so it is starting to get to that sort of historic archive sort of situation.
Crazy. We were chatting about this yesterday, and this young man, he called up. His name is Aaron. He's from Altona. He's come into the studio. Aaron, thank you so much for reaching out to us, and welcome to the studio here in Geelong. You are quite a collector of Pokemon cards, is that right?
I do my best.
Okay, well, before we get to some specific cards, because you've brought in essentially like an armor guard case in here, we're very excited to see what could potentially be in there. Yeah.
He's got a security guard with him as well.
In my little McDonald's bag.
But
nice. It's bulletproof.
Tell us about how, and a lot of people have been reminiscing this week about how what Pokemon was like to them. How did you find Pokemon?
Interesting. Well, it just took over the primary school. It just took over in a way that I don't even know if that happens anymore to this new generation. Does that even happen anymore?
I would have no idea.
Because well, it's not the same.
Now everyone's got their own individual interests, whereas when we were kids, it was like, no, this is cool. If you've got this card, you know, you're the best.
I'll trade you my packet of shapes for this, you know, Bulbasaur or something like that, Pikachu.
Yeah, so some of the older kids had some cards. And then I didn't have any cards. And then I was actually walking back to my mum's car to be driven home from primary school. And it had been raining. And I looked over to someone's nature strip, and it was like a wet nature strip. And there was just a Pokemon card face down, just raw, not like, you know, not in a case or anything. And I just ran over to it, turned it around, and it was a Haunter from Base Set. And I just picked it up. I'm like, oh my God. I ran over to my mum's car. I'm like, look what I just found. And she'd done a great job of acting like she cared. It was just super exciting. And it was almost like whoever had that Charizard card was the coolest kid in school. And now we're all adults. It's like, it doesn't seem to have changed all that much. It's like, if you've got that card, you're, you know, like, cool.
You're just in demand.
Yeah, literally, as silly as that sounds, it's like it really has held. I think it had a bit of a decade there where it was a bit cringe, but now it's like it's its own asset class.
You know? It's definitely gone full circle. So that was your very first Pokemon card?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Do you have a favorite Pokemon?
It's a cliche answer, but I'm gonna have to go Charizard.
Everybody
that was the one, you know. That was the card everyone wanted and still today.
We do want to talk about the shiny Charizard card in a little bit, because I know, Davo, it's a very sensitive topic for you. And again, people listening, like whether they don't have them anymore or they had them when they were kids, it's excellent to talk about. How long, like, obviously none of us knew back then, like a lot of us were kids, what the Pokemon cards would turn out to be. Like, the show was very popular, the games have been very popular as well. Like, were you, since you found that Haunter face down, like, saturated on the sidewalk, has it been a constant, like, the collecting of the cards, or was there a moment where you were like, I remember, like, when I was in grade 5, being on eBay with my mate, buying Pokemon cards, at different values for like $3, $4. And it was, this was in the 2000s. So when did you fully get into collecting? When did the collecting start?
I started buying graded Pokemon cards. I believe I was 19. And the grading had just started.
What is grading for people that might not know?
It's when you see a card in a case, usually from America, where they give it, they encapsulate it for authenticity, and then they assign it a numbered grade, usually from 1 to 10, and that's the condition of the card in their opinion. Okay. They grade, the first thing they do is they make sure it's real, they authenticate its authenticity, then they assign it a grade, and then they encapsulate it.
Ten's the highest?
Yes.
Great? Okay. Yeah. Well, Dave-O, we've been celebrating Pokemon. Tomorrow is World Pokemon Day, Dave-O. It's a special place. It's one of the only things that you and I have in common, a crossover of a bit of a nostalgia. but we are still joined in the studio by Aaron from Altona. We love that you are listening to us in Altona, Aaron. You've come here to Geelong with a very impressive collection of cards. Pokemon cards is what we're here to chat to you about. Thank you very much for sticking around again, Aaron.
My pleasure.
For people that might want to follow your like work along and your collecting, because I know you do a lot of that, how can they do it? Where can they follow you?
So my personal Instagram is at thepokeron, T-H-E-P-O-K-E-R-O-N. And my business is Welcome Stranger Collectibles.
Okay.
And we're actually, I think the boys are actually live at the moment. So,
right.
Shout out to Welcome Stranger.
There is a very special card on the desk in the radio studio here, mm-hmm. Dave-O, and it's got a lot of memories for you. I'll hand it over to you if you want to share this with Aaron and people that might have missed it yesterday.
It's the shiny Charizard. And look, I had that when I was a kid. When I was about 10 years old, I had one of those in my mitts. And for whatever reason, when my neighbours were leaving their house, I decided to hand over my collection of Pokemon cards. I'd obviously moved on. And now I don't have the Pokemon cards, but I can tell you they are worth a lot more than they were back then.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Now, Aaron, if you felt comfortable, because you've got one in a case there.
Yep.
This is different to the one Dave-O had, because this is one of one, right, this card?
No, it's the same card. What makes it one of one is just the grade.
The grading, okay. Yeah. So this is the 10 out of 10.
The highest graded of its kind in the world. Mm. There's no higher.
Okay.
So, and this is your card that you have?
Yes.
Would you feel comfortable with Dave-O holding it right now?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Cool. You want to go and have a look at Dave-O, what could have been for you?
There you go. Okay. So that's exactly the same card you would have had. They came in the packs we received here in Australia. It's known as the Unlimited Base Set.
Yes, I do remember. Actually, it brings back a lot of memories looking at this card.
The shiny one. Wow, there we go. Now, Aaron, obviously that's a graded a 10.
Yes.
That card, how much is that card worth?
That is a special one because that's a BGS gold label 10. It's the only one in the world that has achieved that grade. Okay. And I'd value it that at about $250,000.
Dave-O, get it out of your hands. Give it back to the man right now.
Put it down. Put it down immediately. My grubby little mitts should not be on that card. That's $250,000.
Could have been yours.
You know what's even worse?
You seem like someone who would have taken care of it, Dave-O.
Oh, well, you know what's even worse about this, right? So I gave away my Pokemon cards, but what I have kept in pristine condition for the last 25 years.
I heard you talk about this. The Buffy cards?
My Buffy the Vampire Slayer cards. What was I thinking? What are they worth? Do you know?
Yeah, Aaron, do you want to buy them off Dave-O?
I'll swap you. But hey, you know what? Hold on, you know, because this is just getting started. Like, it's easy to look at these prices and say, oh, yeah, the Buffy's garbage or the Odd Bods or the One Piece or whatever it may be. But this is all just getting started, mm-hmm. you know, and it's obviously going to start at the top. Pokemon's now the most valuable IP in the whole world.
People are trusting it more than some cryptocurrencies. Now,
it's outperformed everything.
When you bought that card, did you trade for that card or did you buy it?
That one there was actually a gift from my...
from your neighbour? From your neighbour in Adelaide in 2001? Do you want to give it back to her?
No.
You seem familiar. There's something there.
Shout out to the Pokedon who actually gave me that for my 30th.
Wow.
But yeah, that one was actually a gift for me. But the first edition Charizard that recently sold for about $1.4 million, you know, I've been in the game that long where I bought that for 2,000 Australian dollars.
Wow.
Then we got another one for like 5,000 Australian. There's a whole story behind it, but that's how long we've been, because we bought it out of the love. You know, I did have the inclination that they were going to go up in value, but it was really just the love of the cards.
What's the most amount of money or that you've handed over that's made you feel, wow, I'm throwing a lot of money at this card, this Pokemon card?
Oh, I've paid like $50,000 for a card before, you know. But not only that, like I've invested like substantial vintage One Piece, which is exploding at the moment. Shout out to all the vintage One Piece collectors out there. Spent an absolute, that's this one here.
Would you sell like your Charizard?
Yeah.
That's because like with the Pokemon, what would it take for you to sell that? Or is that's a not for sale item?
I would only think to sell it if I thought it's so valuable that I actually can't protect it anymore.
Right.
I can't, like,
you have come with security.
It, you know? Yeah.
I have a bit of a cheeky question. I mean, how much do you reckon your collection is worth?
Look, it's pretty hard to sort of assess that, but you're sort of talking 5 to 10 mil sort of thing. Like, yeah, but it's always growing, and it's quite vast, so you don't really know. Things are always coming up and down, you know. Like, not to say that I've spent that much on it,
but like I said,
I've been in the game for a long time. 17 years I've been doing this.
Oh, no, so, it's incredible. Yeah. Like, we're laughing because we're upset
insane.
With ourselves.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's strange as well seeing a physical proof of something that's worth more than Davo and I for a full calendar year here on K-Rock combined, which
easy.
Is just brutal. Yeah. But Aaron...
Yeah. It's brutal, guys, but just for everyone out there, like, I think the two main mistakes that collectors out there make, the first one is they overestimate how much of this stuff is out there. There's a lot less out there than what people think. Everyone's parents threw them away. No one kept them. That's the first mistake people make. There's a lot less of these cards out there than what people think. And the second mistake is they underestimate how badly people are going to want these cards as soon as they can't have them. That's when demand explodes.
So you're saying Buffy will come good?
We're waiting on it.
Well, I think it's all going to come good.
Aaron,
I think everything vintage.
The Pokeron, you're an absolute legend for coming into the studio and sharing your stories. Obviously, the armored van will be pulling up soon. So to get you back home safe, thank you so much for coming by the studio.
My pleasure, guys.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Going away for the weekend, whether you're doing a staycation, you're going like interstate, you're going overseas, there's lots of great places that you can book to get your accommodation. The one I want to talk about is Airbnb. Pretty popular, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
When you've booked in the past, have you found it recently more challenging to acquire a booking when it's for more than, I don't know, 3 or 4 people?
Don't know. I don't have 3 or 4 people in my life I'm going away with, man. No. That's just me being silly.
That was the saddest thing I've ever heard.
No, man. Well, you knew what happened when you asked me. You looked at me. No, I haven't noticed that.
When you've gone away with like mates in the past, like in a group.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you find it hard to, like, have you ever found it like everyone just keeps rejecting your booking?
I think if it is a big, like if you've got a group of a big people, then they go, no, actually... A big group of people.
Yeah.
I think that's when they go, is this going to be a party situation?
So I have a group of guys that we go away with every year.
Lads.
It couldn't be the furthest from lads. And I'll get to that in a moment. But there's 10 of us. So getting a place for 2 nights where 10 people can stay, and there's like, as long as there's 4 or 5 rooms and there's double beds, whatever, we can make it work. We don't need a mega mansion, but yeah, it's going to be a bigger house because there's 10 of us. The amount of bookings, because I was tasked with getting accommodation. Everyone sent the money. They're like, here's the budget. And I was tasked because I was the only one that had Airbnb reviews as a person who stayed before.
Perfect.
And so I'm looking at it and they're just getting rejected.
What is your profile picture on Airbnb? Is it you and your family?
No, it's a thirst trap photo.
Oh, no. See, that's the first thing that has to change.
Okay, all right. That's probably good advice.
That's the weirdest, like, out of all your social media profiles, like, you've got to put a thirst trap on.
It's just me looking good in a car.
Yeah. Okay, so first thing, they've seen that red flag. You're a single bloke, probably going away with a bunch of other blokes. So if you were a family man, a picture of your family might not be rejected.
Well, I got this message because we're going away, and essentially they were like, look, we might give you the booking. And then this essay, Davo, that I received.
Oh, wow, that's a long message.
From the owner. And it was like, hey, blah, blah, blah. I just wanted to ensure you're aware that it's a place for quiet enjoyment. No parties. See? Additional guests are allowed. No guests are allowed. All these things. Like, don't move furniture. Don't do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And like this, for a booking of 10 people, it's a lot of money. Like, it is a lot of money that you're giving for two nights. Like, I'm happy to talk about it because it wasn't all me. Like, I was paying one-tenth. It's like two point something grand.
Yeah.
So it's over $2,000. So it's a lot of money. And they're just going, no, no, no. And we're a group of 10 guys. Mm-hmm. They think we're these party boys. Mm-hmm. We are going over to this Airbnb to do our fantasy football draft. And I can't message her and say, this is what we're, like, yes, we're going to, we catch up once a year. This is the one time we catch up. So we might have a couple of drinks, order a pizza, stay up till 11 o'clock. But there's so, like, I feel like there's like, you pay all this money and they go, if you do it, if you have a single noise after 10 p.m., you are out and you will never be able to rent again.
I've just realized, okay, looking at the picture, you show me your Airbnb photo. Now, you did say it's a thirst trap. I don't think she's worried that you're a party boy, but what she is concerned is that you're going to set up a huge LAN party.
She's like, we don't have the cable.
You're going to move things around. She's worried about that. You know there's going to be like Cheetos fingers on things. Like, they know that they've clocked you, mate. They know that you're a nerd burger going away with your nerd burger, mate.
So maybe it's not they're worried about a big group of 10 guys drinking. She's like, oh, we've
too much LA ice.
You lot.
Tim and Davo.
Now, Davo, when it comes to, like, you know, outer parts of Geelong, whether it's Armstrong Creek down towards Torquay, Bellarine, you name it. That's where, like, because I live in Armstrong Creek, that's where I'm, if I'm like doing research on what's going on around town, that's where I look.
But
if
your wheelhouse.
If I want to know what's going on in town here in Geelong, I turn to you. I turn to my friend, and I want to know if you've had your...
Okay.
Is it nose to the ground or eyes to the ground?
I think it's nose to the ground,
okay,
right?
Okay, well...
Got me Pink Panther on. What's going on?
So I've noticed something at a few events that I've been to lately. Now, you frequent events more than me. Okay. You won't stop. Every weekend, you're out. Little Malib should be called Little Davo soon, well, because you are leaving your mark there,
I'll
sister.
I'll accept any naming rights.
Okay, now... Have you noticed a lot of turtlenecks?
Oh, yeah.
Are they... What's going on here? Are turtlenecks coming back?
Mm-hmm. They are.
I was there.
The next generation are all detectives. They're all thieves.
They're cat burglars.
Cat burglars.
Right? There's something going on because I don't go out a lot. But when I do, now I'm looking for them. And I know it's like when you're... Like when you're looking at buying a car, you start seeing it everywhere on the road. I'm not looking to buy a turtleneck.
Mm-hmm.
But they're starting to get popular.
I have to ask you to definitely don't buy a turtleneck. It's not for you.
Okay. That's weird and unsolicited.
No. But I'm just saying, like, I don't think it's like blokes your age that are starting to wear turtlenecks again.
What's this your age business
going
on?
Aren't you going 40?
Who's older?
You're pushing 40,
aren't
you? You're pushing 40.
Oh, so you want to talk about pushing 40?
No, mate. That's not what this is about. But all I'm saying is you haven't got it. You haven't got the turtleneck physique.
I'm going to speak to someone who's, I'm going to speak to someone who's more fashion forward than you. A young person. Heaps younger than you. Ava from the newsroom.
I've never not rocked a turtleneck.
No, we'll see.
I can see all of your neck right now. So what's going on?
Well, I mean,
here?
At no age have I thought that turtlenecks haven't been in.
Wow.
No, they were in, then
they were
left.
Out. They were out for a long time.
When
and
do
they've
you
come
think
back.
That they went out, because I'm thinking like 2013 Tumblr era, very in.
2000 to 2012, which was some years before you even existed on this
2013
planet.
2013 Tumblr era. You were literally a baby. You
would have been 10. No, that would have
Tumblr.
Been that would have been big if because you would have been 10 in about 2013, right?
Which yeah, I admired from afar.
Well, you know, you and I went to an event recently, Tim, and we saw a man that looked like he was dressed as a walrus.
Crazy.
He had a giant moustache and a giant turtleneck.
Grey turtleneck.
And he just,
Tim has made fun of me for wearing turtlenecks in the office before. He's compared me to the bee from the Bee Movie.
Look, I will say, this is unrelated to that, but I will say that. As ladies, turtlenecks are a choice and you've got to be so careful. If you are someone that has bigger boobs, then you are going to be in strife in a turtleneck.
Okay. Right. Well, so can confirm your nose is deep in the ground, Davo, that they're back.
Yeah, for
there
sure.
We go. Awesome.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.